to the Rural News now with Maya Burry. Kia ora, Maya.
Morena, Corin. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. Now, it's a happy Friday, I guess, for kiwifruit growers. They got their final shipments of the season off the port of Tauranga.
Done and dusted. So the final 3,000 tonnes of green kiwifruit, they're headed for Asia. That includes the Philippines, Indonesia, China and Japan. Zespri's chief global supply officer is Alistair Hulbert, and he says that this season Zespri chartered 49 refrigerated cargo ships and used almost 18,000 refrigerated containers to get that product to market. He says it has been a tough season because of COVID, but it did manage to sell more than 19,000 tonnes of gold, green and also red kiwi fruit, which is a new variety, and he says that went to consumers in more than 50 countries.
It's been a good season, great prices, good returns, fantastic fruit quality. You know, given the challenges, it's just been one out of the box.
And in terms of logistical challenges, there's been issues with, you know, shortages of refrigerated containers. How has Zespri managed those challenges?
So we have a mixture of sort of container vessels and charter vessels, so that's probably been a real positive for us in terms of how we plan our shipping, because the charter vessels give us a good element of control. So they come in, they're dedicated to Zespri and kiwifruit, and they go out to the markets. We are lucky the big shipping shortages and impact that we're seeing probably didn't really materialise until towards the end of our season. But, we're very aware of it for next season and planning ahead.
And Zespri doesn't really get to put its feet up because Mr. Hulbert says it's now transitioning to fruit from its Northern Hemisphere growing partners. So those are growers based in Italy, France, Korea and Japan that Zespri works with. But he says with renewed lockdowns in parts of Europe, he says there are added safety measures for those growers.
Our priority is obviously the well-being and safety of our staff and our suppliers over in Europe. So obviously adhering to all the government regulations and safety protocols in the various countries we work. For example, you know, our staff in Italy are working remotely where they can. When they're in the office, they're obviously working in their own bubble and following strict protocols, keeping kiwifruit going to the market.
And Mr. Hulbert says it sources about 22 million trays from the Northern Hemisphere. That compares with 170 million in New Zealand. So our growers here do the bulk of the mahi.
Pondering the big questions this morning, how do you think the red kiwi fruit will go on a pavlova?
Yeah, it could be one to try. Might complement the berries quite nicely, but yes. I haven't tried one.
Red and green for Christmas, I see.
Yes.
Well, you're onto something there, Susie.
Reckon.
All right, now confidence is starting to return to many parts of the farming business, according to the Real Estate Institute.
So in the 3 months to October, figures from the Institute show there were 118 more farm sales than in the same period a year ago. That's a 45% lift, so not too bad there. The median price per hectare for all of those farm sales, it rose 10.8% compared with the same quarter a year earlier. Although a more complex measurement, which is the All Farm Price Index, it did show a slight decline. However, the Institute's rural spokesperson, Brian Peacock, says there has been that healthy increase in sales, and he says one sector is especially booming.
The standout is the number of finishing properties that are being sold around the countryside, and not only the number, but the prices being paid for them. In the favourable areas, we're seeing prices anywhere from $40,000 up to almost $60,000 a hectare, which is equivalent to a lot of the very good dairy farms. In other areas where it's more traditionally dry stock type farming, then we're seeing prices from $20,000 a hectare through to about $40,000 a hectare.
Now, earlier this year, there was pessimism about the dairy industry, but Brian Peacock says that confidence right now is good.
And that's been fueled partly by a very good climatic period that the industry is experiencing. Good rain, good feed, and most parts of the country, a stable payout. So the current level of the Fonterra payout is good, and that's encouraging. Interest rates are also encouraging.
That's Brian Peacock. And something worth mentioning, lifestyle property sales, they're booming at the moment. There were just over 2,800 lifestyle block sales in the 3 months ended October 2020, and that's up 70% on the same period last year. So I'm thinking, the year that has been, it's been a bit tough, maybe people wanting to move to the countryside, buy an alpaca, take it easy.
How can you resist the alpacas? Well, I suppose if you can't travel overseas, and it's an option, isn't it?
Get an alpaca.
Move out to the country. Get an alpaca.
They are lovely.